Okay, you're on. Let's see what you can say in Hungarian English. First question. I'll help you. Nem tudjátok. Tessetek persze.
Hát, amit én kérdeztem, azt talán valahogy le
Oké,
tudom
kérdés.
fordítani, de nem mindegy.
Oké.
We say that to the... Well, okay, csapokat, ez tényleg volt. In the Krishna consciousness, it is really important to preach. And I want to ask that what is the meaning of preaching?
Perfect. Preaching means whatever awakens Krishna consciousness in people, then that's preaching. You sell them a book, you give them prasadam. When people get prasadam, then their hearts become purified and they'll become inclined to Krishna consciousness. Go on Harinam and people hear Krishna's holy name and they even chant along with us. That's preaching. We do festivals and Rath Yatra, people see Jagannath and hear the chanting and hear devotees and take prasadam and they begin their spiritual life. And then, of course, we speak about Krishna. So that's all preaching. And just like this weekend, we had the Hina Festival. Excuse me, not Hina, Hina. Painting people's hands, that's not our business, is to paint people's hands. And painting people's hands has got nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. But because 600 people came to Krishna Valley just to get their hands painted, but at the same time they saw Radhe Shyam, we constantly heard chanting Hare Krishna, they ate prasadam, they associated with devotees, they inquired after philosophy. So therefore, doing the Hina ended up being preaching. There may be, I don't know, some shop in Budapest that does Hina, but that's not preaching, because those people, you know, know about Krishna, don't talk about Krishna, they're just doing a business. So directly or indirectly, although it shouldn't be too much indirectly, whatever brings people to Krishna consciousness, that's preaching. And that's why Prabhupada so much also emphasized restaurants. He wanted us to have restaurants because everybody eats, people like our food, and inevitably, you know, they're talking about the Hare Krishnas are such good cooks. I eat at the Hare Krishna restaurant or Govinda's, they end up chanting Hare Krishna. So they're talking, well, I'm eating at Govinda's, let's go to Govinda's. They're chanting Krishna's names. So now they're doing the best thing, and that has an effect. It will have a very quick effect. And that effect will bring them to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted our prasadam distribution is a really great, great type of preaching, really bringing people to Krishna. Okay. Well, huh?
Thank you.
Okay. You don't want to say the Putana one, because you're doing pretty good.
What?
The Putana question.
maybe that when Putana tried to kill Krishna, she killed all the boys and who are with the same age like Krishna's age.
Exactly.
And when when Brahma stole the gopas in the Bhagavatam, there is he stole the gopas who has had the same age like Krishna's age.
Correct. And so the question is,
is that how is it possible that
there were children?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, that's what we're going to do in the future. I'm not even going to talk to you in Hungarian. I'm only going to talk to you in English. Okay. So, yeah, it's a very good question. How if Putana killed all the boys and girls of Krishna's age, then how were their other children in Vrindavan? Well, first of all, about Vrindavan, we're, you know, the impression Bhagavatam gives is that Krishna was the first child. There were no other children killed in Vrindavan because the parents didn't suspect anything. Otherwise, they would have been very careful with their children. They wouldn't have just let a stranger come in, and even though she was very beautiful. And just coddle Krishna, what to speak of breastfeed him. So they, in fact, they probably didn't even know of this going on. And which the indication is that it wasn't sort of so widespread knowledge that Putana was killing all the kids, even around Gokula. That was the mission that she was given, but we don't read how much of it she executed. It could be that Vrindavan was the first place that she went to by Krishna's arrangement, or it could be that she killed some children, but obviously she didn't kill all the children. That kind of news would have definitely gotten to Vrindavan that all the kids are being killed. So there are different variations, different possibilities, and the acharyas sometimes refer to things of why it could be like this or why it couldn't be like this. So it's not unreasonable speculation. But certainly those cowherd boys who are Krishna's age, and the gopis, otherwise there wouldn't have been any gopis, young gopis, for Krishna to dance with. They were not harmed by Putana. Rather, Krishna was the first one to whom she came. Okay, you want to try the third question, the rats?
Okay. Then, when the demons and the demigods fight with each other, they ride on animals like ducks and rats. And
ducks and rats.
And why they do this?
Why they're riding on rats instead of on like horses or something? It's a very interesting question, and you know, when I've read these, then it's sort of quite startling. There's no particular answer. One thing that came to mind is that all of the demons and demigods are all related. Diti and Aditi, they're the sons of Diti and Aditi, who are all wives of Kashyapa Muni. So, Rokonoka Demonoka Felishtane. So they're all related. And moreover, there are all of the species of life are also all manifest from the wives of Kashyapa Muni. Some are for the fish or reptiles or insects. Of course, Prajapatis are the highest level of, well, one of the highest level of humans in the universe. So they don't reproduce like we reproduce. Reproduction here is very painful. They simply will things to happen, and they reproduce like that, or they transform themselves into the bodies of these animals, reproduce from them in that animal way, and then they retransform themselves into their original forms. So they're very very powerful beings. And which means that all of these animals are related to the demons and the demigods also. And that may be one reason, because they're actually related or relatives of the rats and the ducks and so many other things. Or because, as Prabhupada would say, every living entity has some kind of specialty. Just like, you know, we think about riding on horses as being a practical thing, but rats maneuver a lot faster than horses. They're smaller. They can really turn around very quickly. So in terms of fighting on a battlefield, it may be considered that in a certain type of combat, rats may be better to ride on than horses. Maybe more practical. They're much quicker. That's as much as I can say on that, except that they're very good questions. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.